Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. We have been playing the new Selena Gomez song, and let me double check the name of that song so I don't mess it up. Lose You to Love Me.
Yeah, so it just dropped. We're playing it for you every single hour. And the video is really cool. It's black and white. It's really simple. It was all shot on an iPhone.
Promotional, I bet. An iPhone 11. Now, I am kind of in the background learning about this, but you're telling me it's a big deal, Mackenzie, and then Liv the Web Girl's got some drama too. So I guess, what do you know, Mackenzie? Then we'll get to Liv.
Well, I was just saying it would be very interesting should she have dropped this album during Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's wedding, which just happened. They just had a big ceremony. Obviously, she's talking. Well, we can't say, obviously, I guess, but it's most likely that she is talking about her ex. So Hailey is kind of being a little sassy, most are saying, about the new song.
Yeah, so people basically think that Selena Gomez released this song. Everyone obviously thinks that it is about Justin Bieber. She mentions words like purpose, things like that, which are calling out Justin Bieber's album Purpose. And she says things, in 2 months, you replaced us like it was easy. Obviously, talking about Hailey Bieber, used to be Hailey Baldwin. So she comes out with this song. I am not kidding. She drops it like 30 minutes later, might have been even sooner than that. Hailey Bieber posts on her Instagram story a screenshot of her Spotify, and it's I'll Kill You, the song, by Summer Walker. So everyone thinks that, oh my gosh, that's a subliminal message. That is basically a subtweet for Selena Gomez. And people are hating on Hailey Bieber for posting that on her story. Now, I think that when you are that big of a celebrity, like people like Kendall Jenner, people like Hailey Bieber, I think that they are so smart and they are so focused in on what they are putting out there and how they're portrayed, that she would have seen the weird coincidence if this just was a coincidence. I think she posted that on purpose.
Oh, no doubt that was on purpose.
You think so? Hailey seems like such a sweetheart, but she has been seen. I bet both the girls have like stalked each other's, you know, Instagram and all these things. But obviously, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Hailey got the guy, so she should just be happy.
See, that's what I think, too. And I think Hailey, yeah, does seem sweet, but she also is, like, cutthroat when it comes to her man and it comes to Justin Bieber. And if you even read, like, old interviews when they have been broken up, she was cutthroat with Justin Bieber. But people are coming at Hailey Bieber, commenting on Justin Bieber's post and saying, like, when Hailey Baldwin threatens to kill Selena, like, Selena's the real role model, like, stan Selena Gomez for clean skin, block Hailey Baldwin, like, Justin Bieber cheated on Selena, and yet he was the one who constantly put out music detailing their relationship, and now because Selena realized she's worth a million times better, Hailey Bieber is out here threatening her.
Well, Summer Walker is the winner in all this. I'll kill you because she's a new artist. She's the one that Hailey Baldwin posted. She is the winner. I will say, those fans are the worst. I'm telling you, like, some of the fans, I'm saying the bullies, because they, like, will go, some of the Swifties are awesome. Some are terrible. Some of the Beehive's awesome. Some are terrible. Some of Selena Gomez, their followers are terrible, like 12-year-olds doing death threats behind their little computer to other people. And this is just, it's got to stop. Like, it's too deep, too much drama.
Dude, I get that. But is that not what Hailey Bieber is doing by posting I'll Kill You in her Instagram story?
That's not a death threat.
No,
that's just kind of subliminal messaging.
But you think that a 12-year-old girl behind her Instagram is actually going to kill Hailey Bieber?
No, they're dumb. But
no, but I will say, I interviewed Selena Gomez and I asked her about her ex. You would have thought that I threatened to like kill Selena Gomez. Her fans were like, how dare you, queen? I mean, I'm a journalist. I was interviewing someone.
Fake news!
But it was like, and then they all started fighting with each other, Justin Bieber's fans, it's Lena's fans, and they were telling each other, these little like 12, 13, 14-year-olds, I'll burn your house down and kill your family. I'm like, guys, let's reel it in. Like,
you
get
don't
it
even
together.
Have a car to get there. If I was Justin Bieber, I would be eating this up right now. Like, that'd be so hot to see my woman just, like, defend me and, like, fight another chick that totally wanted me. And
be
I'm
tough,
a bad
though,
boy.
Because I feel like
I screwed her up. I'm like, yeah.
Haley got a different Justin than Selena got. And I understand that's probably really hard for Selena because he was kind of going through it and was, like, bad
boy. She put
boy.
In all the work.
And then now Haley, and he's, like, reformed and very, like,
right.
religious. So I get the
but
hurt.
I also feel like this is, like, what you have to expect when you date someone that is of that caliber celebrity. Like, songs are going to be written about them. Justin Bieber has written like 10 if not more songs about Selena Gomez. She comes out with like one and Hailey Bieber is like threatening her and it's just like being like petty about it. I'm like, girlfriend, Selena Gomez has like got to eat too, you know? Like, she can make millions off of making songs about Justin Bieber.
I just think Selena should thank Bieber for this song.
Oh my, please.
I just think it goes to show you, though, that someone that's like obviously rich and famous and beautiful and young, I mean, they still have haunting demons in their life. It doesn't make you happy because obviously she's been through it.
I would like to try to have all that money and see how I'm doing.
Right.
Then we'll talk. All right. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now.